Sheila Casey of Killarney. Incidentally, the first ever Lady Mayor of Killarney. Sheila, congratulations. That in itself is a huge honour.
Thank you, Aoife. It is indeed, and I'm very glad to be able to represent Killarney and the people of Killarney, being the first Lady Mayor. I was elected in June of this year, and my term is for 1 year. So, as I said, I'm very happy to be able to do that.
Sheila, we're here at the launch of the Dr. Cork website in Killarney tonight. And how important are websites in relation to the people out front?
I think they're very, very important. Like I said earlier on tonight, Aoife, that I felt that Dr. Crokes were always blessed with a pioneering spirit, and it's safe to say that websites and emails never entered the wildest dreams of their founding fathers, in whose era the only method of communication was the bush telegraph. But now, I mean, websites and emails play a huge part in our lives. And I think for the younger generation, this is, you know, absolutely fantastic. And again, for those people that are living away, that can be in contact with the emails or the websites within minutes. I mean, they can get all the information, you know, so quickly. I think it's absolutely fantastic. And it's a great initiative here tonight by the Dr. Crokes Club to have something like this started. And I think it's the start for other clubs, you know, to take up from here.
Outside of football, Sheila, in relation to Killarney and in relation to Kerry immigrants all over the world, the link with home through the internet now is very important.
It's absolutely fantastic, Aoife, it is indeed. And I mean, most homes today have the internet or the email set up in their homes. Or if not, you know, we have the internet shops and internet cafes on our, in our towns. So I think, you know, from that point of view, it's easy, accessible now for everybody. And it's very, very important for communication from our exiles, as I say, away, to have communication with home. And it's absolutely superb. When you think years ago, how long did it take a letter or a telegram to get from here to the States? And now we can reach them within minutes.
Since you've become Mayor of Killarney, Sheila, in relation to foreign visitors to Killarney and people you've been meeting from foreign fields and foreign countries, throughout a few countries, just a few people that you have honoured, I suppose you could say, in Killarney.
Well, I suppose I'm working in the tourism business, as you know, Aoife, and, you know, I meet Americans, Australians, French, Germans, English. I mean, we meet every nationality in the business I work in. And, you know, all these visitors are very, very welcome to Killarney. You know, we have our Irish, our domestic market as well, which is a huge market for us. But, you know, we welcome everybody. Killarney is a very welcoming place for all our visitors.
Why are you so proud of Killarney? And I suppose we'll keep including Kerry in it too. We're a part of Kerry. What's so special about Killarney and Kerry?
Well, I suppose it's Killarney, it's Kerry. It's the people, I think, we should make it. You know, everybody talks to you about visiting Killarney, visiting Kerry, and you'll say to them, you know, what is it? It's the people, I think. It's the people out there. I mean, our scenery and all that plays a very important part in it, but I think our people are very important, and our people here in Killarney and in Kerry are very welcoming, hospitable, Cead Mhíle Fáilte people.
Sheila, people listening to this interview now on the web tonight, all over the world, describe Killarney to us.
Oh, I suppose Killarney is absolutely a fantastic place. You know, we have our national park, which are 26,000 acres. There is so much to do in Killarney. There is something for everybody to do in Killarney, whether you're a cyclist or a walkist or a mountain climbing or a canoeist or a fishing. Anything, I would say literally anything, we have to offer it here in Killarney to you.
And the same thing goes for Kerry in general. Of course, when you leave Killarney, visitors come into Killarney, they leave Killarney and they travel all over Kerry. Where do they go to?
I think a lot of them, you know, a lot of them probably base themselves in Killarney and, you know, they move around to the Ring of Kerry, Dingle. You know, these are probably the two most popular areas. But now I think you've other areas like Kinmare and Sneem and places like that. You know, what people will say to you, we wish we had longer time in Kerry. They feel that their stay is too short, that they're not getting enough in.
Why is it there has never been a Lady Mayor of Killarney before?
I don't know, Aoife, but I'm the first and I'm very proud of it.
And are you getting full support from the male members of the Urban Killarney Urban District Council?
100% support. And don't forget my female colleague as well. 100% support.
Finally, Sheila, talking to the people out far now, people, the diaspora all over the world now, what would your message as Mayor of Killarney be to people listening to this broadcast going out on the internet?
I would say to people going out, for this message going out, you know, do visit Killarney. For those of you that have never visited Killarney, do come and visit Killarney. And I'm sure, you know, you will go back with a very happy experience. I don't think I have ever met anybody that has gone back. But we might meet the odd one that might have a bad experience. But in general, everybody enjoys their trip to Killarney and to Kerry.
I think I could say this is kind of a unique interview, really, Sheila, because this is a Terrace Talk interview. It has gone out in the Terrace Talk net. And... Do you listen to Terrace Talk?
I do listen to Terrace Talk. I have a family that are very involved in football and sports and that at home, and they listen to Terrace Talk all the time, and they'll probably be so surprised this evening to hear Sheila on Terrace. I'd say, what is she doing on Terrace Talk? But I'm very happy, and I'm glad to be interviewed by you here tonight, Vishay.
Sheila Casey, listen, it was lovely to talk to you. In particular, it was a great honour and a privilege to interview the First Lady, Mayor of Killarney, and I consider myself a very lucky man, and the listeners to the Terrace Talk site should also consider themselves lucky. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Vishay. Thanks very much.